The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover.
My Albert.
It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it to hold you around.
So, this might be the busiest week of my life. I'm going right to December 14th, nonstop, every day something. And it's great. And I love it, I must say. And I'm just trying to stay healthy, you know. And this our buddy, we talked about this last week, about one of our great broadcasters, a guy I have a great affection for and great respect, Eric Metaxas, who's on 11 o'clock at night. So, I mean, he's on nationally on Salem Media, 10 o'clock. And he said, I'm doing this bit. We talked about it last week. We're doing Marshmallow World, and it's going to be on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. I said, was that a religious network? He goes, yes, it is. And I like that. I like to promote Christianity as much as I can, and all religions, by the way, because I think God is a good thing. We are one nation under God. No, sure, I'm going to do it. Now, if you remember, when I'm on the air, when was this, Friday? Was it just Friday? And I tweet, and Al starts singing Marshmallow World. By the way, as an aside, if I could just digress like I never do, somebody said to me, they got me on, I wish I could find the tweet, Al sings great, more Al Gattulo singing. Frankie,
that's
look at Frank.
Happen.
Look at Frank's face. Look
get
at
out
the
out
face. By the way, I put on. Listen, wait. She said, Al can really sing.
Oh, no,
I said, I know, more Gattulo songs.
No, he really can't.
She said
he
it.
Really can't.
It's like the Al Gattulo hour
thank
this morning.
You. No. I put the underwear on, by the way, that you bought me. Right in the trash. I did it as a goof for my wife.
Oh,
did you take a picture?
Oh.
Are you out of your mind? I couldn't even get this, it up. All right? Let's put it that way. Leave it alone.
I bought Al a
comfort pair, belt. There was no comfort.
Well, Speedos are all the rage in Europe.
Oh, I'm so, for the wrong reasons.
So I bought Al a pair of Speedos, and I bought him back in.
Underwear, by the way, and not a bathing suit.
Yeah. Was it underwear? I thought it was a bathing
underwear.
Suit. I think it was underwear. Is that why everybody was staring at me?
Yeah.
In there like that?
Yeah,
so I bought those.
But it's
Europe.
It's all right. Don't worry
so,
about
so
it.
So he did you actually put them on? You actually put them on?
Yeah, Saturday, after I got out of the shower, I put them on to you know, play a goof on my wife. It was just her and I at home. And, you know, I put it on and quickly ripped them off and threw them in the pail. Thank you.
Do we want to hear about this?
Well, you just did.
No.
So there you go.
I personally don't.
Frank. It's a marshmallow world.
Frank
in
is
the
nauseous.
Winter.
There he goes. So now I go, I'm starting to sing with Al, if you remember.
Right.
And I go, well, that's got to be a couple steps too high. As Mr. Sinatra age and as I age, you're not to compare myself by any stretch of the imagination, but your voice drops a little bit, your vocal cords loosen, whatever it is. I love the old man's voice when he got older and he could hit those real bass notes because he could hit. He had a range like nothing else. So I could go, I'm listening to the song. It says it's too high for me. Can you drop it? So I text back. The Metaxas Show, can you drop it a couple keys? And what was it? What did I hear, Frank?
Nope.
I got N-O-P-E from the music director. Not in all my career have I've worked with Frank Sinatra, with Vinnie Falcone, with Paul Schaefer, with all the greats in the music industry. No one has been that rude to say nope, even in a joking way. Whatever you need, Joe, will make it work for you. What were you thinking? Nothing. So I said, what did I say back about doing the show?
Nope.
I said, I'm not going to go work with. I got to grovel with some guy I didn't even know in a
for
show.
Free, by the way.
For free. I never know. I don't know what the show is. I'm not going to. And I'm not mad. I just don't have time for any negativity anymore. I really don't. And unless it comes from Al. So I go, boom. I said, I can't do it. So now they panic. Oh, Joe, you got to do the show. Oh, my gosh, we have 60 people. We got it all planned. I said, does Eric Metaxas sing? And they said again the word.
Nope.
So
I said, well, what am I doing on this show, for crying out loud? So I get, who do I call? Because I can't deal with it. I don't have time for the negativity. I don't have time for the back and forth anymore. So I call my business partner, Stacy, who does a great job with the Retro Fitness Gym down in Flemington. There's a plug. But she's very, very smart. She talked to them, said, look, we love it. It was so busy. I got the big dinner. I got to do Ernie Anastas tomorrow with Commissioner O'Neill. And look at, you know, the dinner I'm having tomorrow. And I really thank the radio station for putting me in this arena. I always thank Jerry for putting me in the arena like this. John Catsimatidis and Margo. There's the royalty right there in New York. Commissioner O'Neill and his wife. Commissioner Nigro and his wife. And then I'll be with Tony and Elise LoBianco. I'm right with there with the core, you know, of New York City. I'm very proud to be.
That's great.
I can't go because I got to sing with Eric Metaxas.
Oh, come on.
I couldn't do it. So I respectfully said to Stacy, please tell him I can't do it. And they were nice. Eric wrote the nicest letter back. I'm sorry.
Commissioner
O'Neill. Not as long as the other email.
Oh, boy. I hope we can talk about that
later.
I'm
sorry.
But I was going to say, Commissioner O'Neill has a terrific op-ed in the New York Post today about the efforts the NYPD is making to battle subway crime. And it is definitely worth reading. And I really tell you, the NYPD is lucky to have somebody of his character caliber.
Thank you.
In the leadership of that organization. And that's one of the reasons that I'm hoping that New Yorkers will vote no on question two tomorrow. Because basically, if question two in New York City passes, this will essentially make the police commissioner work for the Civilian Complaint Review Board. And it will change the leadership structure.
So walk
of the
us
NYPD.
Through that again, Frankie. Thank you for always staying on this. I appreciate it so much. Walk us through that and what we have to do when we vote, aside from voting for Joe Borelli.
I encourage people to learn about the questions on their own rather than just take my word for.
Why don't
for
you do
them?
What I do on the radio show? Don't read anything and just lean on you. Lean on my Frankie by Burroughs.
Yeah, so I already voted. I voted early in Staten Island
and
on
often,
Friday.
I heard.
Yes, exactly. the tradition of New York City politics. No, so I voted in favor of all the propositions except for question two, and I'm a big supporter of question one, but question two would be a disaster. So this would add to the city charter a requirement that the police commissioner provide an explanation in writing to the Civilian Complaint Review Board is the entity that disciplines police officers.
Yeah, great.
And you know it's important
great.
That they exist and things
is
like
it?
That.
Is
well,
it?
Yeah, but it's advisory now.
All right.
This basically says that if the police commissioner doesn't do exactly what they want, the police commissioner has to go to the CCRB and explain he's deviating from their recommendation. But it gets worse. Actually, because it authorizes the CCRB to investigate the truthfulness of statements made during its investigation of complaints. So you're going to have them investigating cops, not just for misconduct, but for anything they said during the course of an investigation. And you might say, okay, well, maybe we don't want cops lying during investigations. It gets even worse, this question.
Oh my God.
Because this is going to allow the CCRB, it's going to give them subpoena power. So they're going to be able to haul any police officer, any law enforcement official from anywhere in the city with the power of a subpoena to come before them whenever they want. And then let's look at who's going to be appointing the members of the CCRB. So it's going to add two more members to the Civilian Complaint Review Board, one appointed by the public advocate and one appointed jointly by the mayor and the speaker of the city council.
Frankie, who comes up with these scenarios to put that on the ballot at all?
Believe it or not, this is the one question I'm opposed to, but the Charter Revision Commission, and I testified at every single Charter Revision Commission hearing, including about this question, many times. And I remember when I testified about this question, I left a great party early to go testify.
Wait. Just let that go.
Yeah.
What party early?
This is a couple months ago. It was the Ace Hotel party that I was at.
Oh, I heard
Debbie
that
Duhane.
Was great.
That was one of the best parties I've ever been
to. And you left it to go to this
to
hearing.
To go testify at this
and
hearing.
And me and Al always bust your chops about these hearings, right. but this was very important.
All of the Black Lives Matter activists and other anti-cop activists,
right.
the kind of people
right.
that were out there protesting right. on Friday with the signs that said F the police and NYPD, KKK, that were out there Friday. They were all at this hearing talking about how terrible the cops are. And all the people that are the same thing that happened Friday happened at this hearing.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
people in the room keeping us all safe were police officers. They're police officers all over the room watching them being called, racists and killers. And then, you know, I pointed out in my testimony about why we didn't. They wanted these activists. Wanted an even tougher CCRB. So I think the Charter Revision Commission actually put this question up there as kind of a middle ground. They didn't want to go full crazy anti-cop, but they didn't want to leave things the way they are, so that it looked at least that they were responding to something. But I said, you know, the police in this city are doing great, and there's already so much oversight of the cops. You have five DAs, two U.S. attorneys, the CCRB, the Department of Internal Affairs, an inspector general, and a court-appointed monitor. All of which have domain over the men and women of the NYPD. And a lot of the cops that were there after being called, you know, killers for the majority of the evening, they came up to me afterwards and they said, you know, thank you. I'm glad somebody said that.
Yeah.
So
God bless you
I'm
for
really
doing
hoping that
that
people will vote no on question two.
And you know what's
no
sad?
On question two in New York City.
You
okay.
know what's sad? You should vote no on question two. Unfortunately, it's going to be such a low voter turnout.
I think
you're going to see a lot of people
great point.
That don't vote or don't flip the ballot over, right? They have to flip
That's
the ballot
right.
over.
That's right. Great point.
So
yes.
I have a feeling a lot of people are not going to flip that ballot over.
I almost missed those ancillary questions when I went down to Flemington.
But in New Jersey,
you got to turn it over as
but
well.
But in New Jersey, when you walk into the voter booth, it's all in front of you on
all
one
right,
page, so
right.
you don't have to go searching for it.
Right.
The New York ballot, you've got to flip it over. So I guarantee you that a lot of people are going to forget to flip it over and vote no, and I bet you it passes.
What happened with the AOC thing, man?
She's disgusting. She supported these people with this police protest or whatever. I'm sorry. She's a vile human being for doing that.
Yeah.
These people are risking their lives to protect us, and a sitting congresswoman should not be going against the police officer.
Yeah. When was this?
So they had this big anti-police demonstration in Brooklyn, right? Over the weekend, and included turnstile jumping and defacing cop cars. This is these people's idea of a good time, right?
In her district?
No, it was not her district, right? So she tweeted the following. Ending mass incarceration means challenging a system that jails the poor to free the rich. Arresting people who can't afford a $2.75 fare makes no one safer and destabilizes our community. New Yorkers know that. They're not having it, and they're standing up for each other. This is basically her solidarity with the hundreds of protesters that turned out in Brooklyn to rally against what they called brutality by the NYPD and a crackdown on subway evaders, which is what Jimmy O'Neill's op-ed is all about in the Post today, is the importance of cracking down on fare evasion. And we've talked to Bill Bratton, we talked to Ray Kelly, Bernie Kerik, even Howard Safer, about the importance of not letting fare evasion go. Fare evasion, look, either we have laws or we don't.
That's
if you want to make the subways free, propose a law to do that. But the subways cost money. And if we the kind of people that are evading fares on the subway tend to be the kind of people that commit other crimes on the subway as well.
It's broken windows. It all starts with that. But how could she go back? This is like, it's like a throwback that she's doing this.
Yeah, and if you look at the behavior of these protesters, both Thursday and Friday, they were throwing trash and eggs at NYPD squad cars.
Where's the mayor in all this?
Well, you could ask his police commissioner tomorrow when you see him.
Yeah. Well, I hate to put the police commissioner or the fire commissioner or anybody else trying to help run the city and dedicate their time to help the city the way they do, the core of the community, the teachers and the police and the firefighters and all the first responders, because it's a political quagmire in New York. This is why, and I'll hold your thought for 2 seconds. This is why it's important to vote in somebody like Joe Borelli, because you got to just rock the boat. You got to go in, but you got to show up. You can't just stay put. Whether it's the assembly in New Jersey, get out and vote, or whether it's here in New York. That is insulting. That she would back it.
Yeah.
That she would back it.
Yeah, and if you look at
how do the people vote? I'm sorry, I'll get fired up now. See, the House of Representatives coming up in a year from now. Vote all those people out of the House of Representatives. It's why I voted Republican. I'm really a conservative. I'm a libertarian. And I would vote for a Democrat. I really would if I liked him. I voted Republican just as a revolt vote because they keep AOC in office.
Real quick, did you see this other thing? So the city's cultural affairs commissioner last week was forced out of his job because of what happened with the Mother Cabrini statue. Because de Blasio and his wife... got railed for it because Lord. Mother Cabrini won the vote, and they decided not to give her the statue, right? The city's cultural affairs commissioner, who did not want to leave the job, who was his dream job, et cetera, got pushed out by the administration. This guy is a disgrace, and so is his wife. It's unbelievable they push a guy out who was actually doing a good job for the city because they screwed up.
Yep,
it's despicable.
But the statue goes up. Good year for Italian Americans. That's all I care about. 20 after 7 o'clock. Hey, young, very young, bright mind, common sense guy, Jaden Horan, one of the future stars on the media scene, will join us. And Ed Puzzoli as well, Republican strategist. He's up from Florida, Frankie Fiberos.
He's from the New York area originally, but like Donald Trump, he has relocated to Florida.
Like everybody's doing. Oh, my gosh. Jaden will join us momentarily, and you always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. And Debbie's out there looking out for you traffic-wise. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning. Nice job with Maria, by the way.
Thank you. She's the best. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome, Joe. And let's see what's happening here on the southbound side of the thruway. You're slowing down 13 with an accident on the shoulder. More volume down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Cross County westbound, a lot of volume heading right out toward the Sawmill. We're still seeing volume on the Garden State Parkway south of 149. Accident getting down through Bloomfield. It's busy on 287 North, exit 43, getting up through Parsippany with a collision. Also reports of an accident on 287 North, exit 1 in Edison. 24, the ramp at 9A. It's an overturned tractor trailer and a fuel spill over in Summit. Deegan South jammed up in the 230s with an accident over there. And on the northbound Van Wyck at Rockaway Boulevard, an accident. Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. This month at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So save big on batteries, brake pads, and more. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions may apply, may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/19. Sunny today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway. We've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
McDonald's shares are lower after the company fired its CEO, Steve Easterbrook. The board terminated his employment after investigating Easterbrook's relationship with an unnamed employee. The Saudi state oil company, Aramco, is getting ready to sell shares of the business for the first time. Over the weekend, it started the process for its initial public offering. Shares of stock are expected to be available on the Saudi Stock Exchange in December or before. The government has estimated the company's value at $2 trillion, but some bankers have estimated it could be worth $1.6 trillion. Berkshire Hathaway reported earnings over the weekend that were stronger than expected. The Dow was up 301 Friday, the NASDAQ added 94, and the S&P was up 29. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Jaden Horton is alive in the studio. He's going to join us momentarily. But I have a great Christmas gift idea for your conservative loved ones. You know what? How about you for your patriotic loved ones? Noble Gold has just released a new President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin. It's a beautiful limited edition collector's piece just in time for the 2020 election campaign. The front of this new silver one-ounce coin features the bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart with the American flag flying behind him. The reverse side of the coin features President Trump's promise to the American people. This is it. We will make Americans strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, we will make America great again. Noble Gold is giving you, kind enough to listen to Joe on the radio, a special offer. If you use the promo code Piscopo to receive $10 off and a free collector's case. For more information, visit visit TrumpCoin2020.com. It's TrumpCoin2020.com. Use the promo code Piscopo for $10 off the new Trump Commander, the Donald Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, plus a new collector's case to display this beautiful silver commemorative coin. You know what? I'm going to order this, Jaden. This looks good. Its offer is only valid for a very limited time, so don't wait. You know, and it's beyond President Trump. This is about being proud of the country. That's what this is about. So visit, please, TrumpCoin2020.com. Promo code Piscopo.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. So I like to always bring, as you know, and I know you follow this and appreciate that very much, some younger common sense voices on the radio, whether it's Kaylee McEnany or whether it's Madison Jesse Yoto or Joe Borelli. You know, these are young, I think, the future of politics. And Jaden Horn is one of those. He's a very bright young man. Went to Liberty University. And that's all you got to say. Liberty's such a spectacular school. And Jaden is a political and cultural commentator. Welcome back. Thanks for coming in live. And how about that, Frankie Five Boroughs? This man brings coffee for everybody. Everybody, you got.
Why do you think we put him on the show so often.
He can be bribed, Jaden.
Absolutely.
Five boroughs can be bribed. So
it doesn't
cheers.
Take very
cheers.
Much.
Cheers.
Thank you, man. What are you drinking there? What is that's a fancy
ice coffee. Ice coffee. Just ice coffee.
That's what I should. I get that sometimes. I get espresso on ice like this. And we have to be full disclosure. It's Starbucks.
It does.
Politically, maybe not, but they do, I tell you, make
a But they let me pre-order, and they're next door.
Wait, you could, like, phone it in?
Yeah, so when I hop in the car in the morning to come down here, I place my order on the app.
You young people.
I can walk in, it's all ready, and that way, you know, I mean, I don't mind talking to people. I actually love, you know, ordering in person, because you connect.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, if you're running late if you know the line's going to be crazy, because sometimes it'll be 15, 20 people, right? And you don't have time for that.
Can't wait. Matter of fact, every time I go down and I know we'll get to politics, but every time I get down, I'm going down the Garden State Parkway, and then I go to the rest stop, and there's a lot of Starbucks there. And I say, you know, I could use a little shot of espresso, going to pick up Charlie, wherever, and the line.
Nuts.
What's your name? And they're very nice. Yeah. Do you want the blonde? Do you want the blonde? I said, what are you, blonde? What are you doing, blonde? And the blonde is like, you always offer Frankie. It's ultra caffeine blonde.
Yep.
And then they go, okay, and then you got to wait. And then that's the only bad thing about it that I never do. You got through this morning. I wonder if I could order on the parkway that quickly. You just call the local Starbucks?
No, you don't call. You use the app.
Use the app?
Yeah.
That app thing that you people do?
Yep.
I'm a geek on this. I keep my... You got the iPhone?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I can't stand the new operating system. It's such a joke. Mm. But you know what? I use it, and I like to stay on top of it. So a Starbucks app, I have to download that. You got it.
Yeah,
I will
you
do
got it.
Hey, man. Well, you all right? Everything good in your life?
Everything's great. Yeah.
Good, man.
You know, coffee is my love language. So if I'm bringing you coffee, I'm bringing you love.
Man, bring it on. And Lord knows, I need the love. Hey, Jaden, there's a new poll out this week showing that more than a third of millennials polled approve of communism, man.
Approve of communism, yep.
Why are so many millennials viewing communism and socialism more favorably these days?
Look, so back in April, it was two-thirds viewed socialism favorably. Now, it's 70% would vote for a socialist. Why? I'll tell you. This is really simple. I'm going to break it down because, you know, everyone, you know, the older than my generation is really confused. But you have to understand, they lived through the era of the Soviet Union. Millennials did not. They do not see the evils of communism or socialism. And in fact, what they do see is a rising China that is ostensibly a socialist nation that is generating more wealth than the United States. What they have seen are jobs destroyed by so-called free trade. Right.
Yeah.
And they haven't seen the plus side where there's economic growth. What they did see was the economic crash in 2008. What they haven't seen is incomes rise from the 90s to now. So essentially, my entire generation has seen kind of a discrediting of the market. And on top of that, they are sick to death of the idea of perpetual war, which when the government is investing $2 to $3 trillion in other countries, they're not investing it here. So their answer is, look, we could spend that $2 to $3 trillion that you guys are talking about and instead pay for all the free things that we think we should have.
Yeah.
Right. And so the real problem is, at the end of the day, our leaders, our decision makers are a victim of their own success without something to compare to that is not favorable. Our generation looks at what we have and says it's not good enough. They have no idea of what came before. They have no idea about the 70s and the failure of socialism that led to Thatcherism, that led to Reaganism, that led to market reforms because the economies in the West were falling apart. They have no idea because they have no perspective. All they know now is that, look, China's doing great and we're not.
But don't they know that communism, they could never say what they want to say? If the communism goes in, or if some of these fanatics go in that people support, and people say we should, what Ilhan Omar supports, and what the Rashida Tlaib support, and AOC support, and the anti-Semitic rise that they have, what they want, if they ever got what they wanted, they would probably be hanged in a square, or they would be lashed. You know, they would be lashed. These millennials, I always say, and all the progressive liberals, some of whom I admire very, very much in entertainment, they're against everything we stand for, any conservative value. If you ever put those socialistic, communistic initiatives in, they would not be allowed to open their mouth. they would be shut down.
Absolutely,
if not put in jail.
Because they don't understand that socialism and communism only work if there is no opposition. You must coerce people into obeying, buying, and selling to government entities. You have to coerce them, because otherwise they will attempt to do it on their own. So in the absence of that, you have to force. And if you force someone, guess what? You are silencing them.
You know, don't you think the problems are teachers? And forgive me, I'm such a proponent and I love teachers, but a lot of the teachers have been brought up, and someone told me this is, matter of fact, I think you said this initially to me, is that those teachers were my generation teachers. Now, a lot of them are retiring, but they went through the 60s and they went through peace, love, and all of that, and they kind of just never really got into the workplace. They stayed in school and school. So they started teaching my children on the socialism, communism, and how bad America is. The patriotism is gone. So does it come out of our high schools and colleges that these kids are being taught these things?
I mean, for sure. So, you know, there's definitely indoctrination that happens in the educational system. And the real issue in that is that there should be balance. There should be the teachings of the market, and there should be the teachings of communism. Do you know why? Because when you compare them, when you compare what they deliver and the results and their records, you have over 70 million people who have died due to communism or socialism in the 20th century.
Rest their souls. It's and so true. Innocent people.
Innocent people. And who do you you have the liberation of people under market economies.
So
I mean,
what do you do?
The records.
Look at Venezuela. Look at Venezuela. How could you, in this day and age, it's glaring. And then when I go to some beautiful countries, and I go to beautiful countries like Greece or like Italy, they're all social. They're really socialist. And as beautiful as it is, I don't know that we could live there. I said to my mom, I said to my brother Rich yesterday, we were there talking about Italy. I love it, but you get spoiled being here with the big roads and everything that we have under capitalism. And then with the great John Katsimatidis told me in Greece, I think it was last year, I hope my facts are right, he'll call me and correct me, 300,000 people left Greece. These are people that, because they're so confined with this socialistic attitude.
Well,
because
they can't find work.
Yeah, exactly.
Unemployment
right.
There's like, you know, 33%.
In Italy, our guide who was great, this guy Paolo, he was so great. He would go on the tour bus and he would talk to us, give us a history lesson because he had a degree in political science from University of Rome. And he said, that's exactly right. He goes, in Italy, that's what they don't know anything else. They're not going to strive. That when they want to strive, he said, this is what our Italian guide said, they go to America. How about that?
Exactly. And, you know, the real irony is that all of these young people that want socialism want it because it protects, you know, it has job security.
Yeah.
And but listen, it's job security for the old. Because young unemployment in socialist nations like Finland, Sweden, etc. is double digit youth unemployment. That is insane.
I love
so
this kid.
They
this
want
kid.
It,
this
but they kid. Don't understand the consequences.
Jaden Harden, this kid, he's a good kid. I got so much to talk to you about. Before we let you go, thank you for your great article on Melania Trump. She is a superstar. And now you're quoted in this article about Ivanka Trump, and you say that she helps demolish the leftist smears against her father, you think?
Indeed.
Huh?
I think, well, I mean, let's look at it. Her record demonstrates that she cares about women.
Yeah.
Her record demonstrates that she cares about paid family leave, that she cares about investment in women-owned businesses. And yet the left always says that Trump is a sexist, that he is someone who hates women, loathes women, because those talking points are to peel a piece of the electorate away from the Republican Party, which is suburban women. Not because he actually is those things. If he was, he wouldn't have a daughter that he supports.
Yeah. Yeah.
The greatest initiative in women entrepreneurship in the history of the United States.
That's so true. Jaden Horn right there. Jaden, we got a break. I know you got another funny story. Will we save it for next time?
Next time.
Yeah, all right. Well, great job always, man. There's hope. There's hope. and the hope's name is Jaden Horn. I love it, man. You got a great view and a great outlook and everything. And we appreciate it. And thanks for the coffee. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the love, brother.
Absolutely.
And the best to your beautiful wife, man. We had a chance to meet her on the Schmooze Cruise. That was great.
It was great.
Thank you so much. Jaden Horn right there. Hey, you know what? Coming up next, Frankie Fibrose is here. Albert is here. And we have Ed Puz, and I got to get this name right. It's Puzzuoli. Is that right? Is that good? Franco's close enough. It's Italian. I should know this. He's in from Florida. A lot to talk about. He's a Republican strategist for Fox News. And we'll get into what's happening with the polls over there, impeachment hearings, and how the president is indeed moving to Florida. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 877-970-2999. On the Balance of Nature phone lines right now, Big Al, that great great broadcaster standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees. It's 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A pair of Kenyan runners are the winners of New York City's 2019 marathon. Jocelyn Jepkosgei was first to finish this year's women's race.
And? Yeah.
And Jeffrey Kamawar took the prize for the men. Manuela Schaar of Switzerland won her third straight women's wheelchair title, giving her eight consecutive marathon major victories. Daniel Romanchuk of the United States won the men's wheelchair race once again in a tight finish over Switzerland's Marcel Hug. Five women in their 20s are wanted for allegedly spraying a cab driver in the eyes with an unknown chemical substance and then robbing him. Police say said the 47-year-old was dropping the passengers off near Atlantic and Brooklyn Avenues in Bed-Stuy around 7:30 Wednesday night when the crimes occurred. The suspects made off for $200. Victim taken to Interfaith Medical Center in stable condition. In sports, Jets took an early 7-0 lead, wound up losing 26-18 to the previous winless Dolphins in Miami. Giants hosting the Cowboys on Monday Night Football tonight, and the Knicks losing streak is now at 3 after a 113-92 setback to the Kings at MSG. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. It looks like on the LIRR, service suspended between Atlantic Terminal and Jamaica. It's all due to some fire department activity. New York City Transit cross-honoring tickets at Atlantic Terminal and 34th Street Penn Station for the 2 and 3 trains as well. Let's see what's going on as you head to the 3 and 4 trains running at a reduced speed because of some ongoing signal problems. Inbound GWB, 35 minutes into that upper level. We're getting reports of an accident as well on the lower level, about 30 minutes there. Traffic is moving slowly at the Lincoln. It's 25. Holland still about 20 to 25 in from both approaches. Watch for slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway North at 149 in Bloomfield with an accident. Deegan South in the 230s, accident just cleared away. And the westbound belt at Cropsey Ave, a crash there. Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia, an accident. Sunny today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Now, I know full well if you are in any kind of pain, maybe back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, you've got some options. You've got Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop on body parts that hurt or do that a few times a day. You could also use those over-the-counter drugs, even prescriptions. We know about them. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day? I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. That's why they created the three-week quick start, to make it easy and as inexpensive as possible for you to get out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I've joined them. And they've been a consistent sponsor of this show for the entire time I've been here on Salem, which is about 4 years. In radio, sponsors come, go, they may stay for a year, sounds like they're doing great, then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year after year. Order the three-week quick start for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
So Ed Romano and I and Al are going to the Army game. I'm so excited. Who is Ed Romano? You know Ed. Dr. Ed Romano, Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. Hey, can we get our teeth done while we're watching the West Point game Saturday?
I really don't want to do that. Good for watching the game.
Come on, Dr. Ed. Can you, I got this cavity.
No, not really. No, I'm good.
Dr. Ed, he's a great guy. Ed is a great guy. Bringing his wife. And Al and I, we got to be on best behavior, buddy, because Dr. Romano's bringing his wife. So we got to just be respectful, you know. Oh, right. I know. Now you're disappointed. But if you want to get the cosmetic dentistry that you hear so much about, whether it's implants, veneers, making your smile sparkle, baby, you got to go to Ed Romano. Why? Because he's got over 30 years of experience devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible. And there's only a few dentists in the country with Dr. Romano's credentials and expertise. He came up with a lot of these things I'm telling you about the veneers and the implants. Dr. Romano started these things over 20 years ago. So are you ready to smile? Please call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. You can go online to aestheticsmilesnj.com, aestheticsmilesnj.com. Or here's Dr. Romano's number, 973-285-5480. It's 973-285-5480. Or go again, please, to aestheticsmilesnj.com or Dr. Romano, 973-285-5480.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
So I'm always, there's not enough Italians in the studio, so we thought we'd add one more. And Ed Pozzuoli, that's a great name, man. And welcome, Ed. Nice to see you.
Thanks,
man.
Joe.
Republican strategist for Fox News, president of Tripp Scott Law, and the former chairman of the Broward County Republican Party, up right off of Maria Bartiromo. Maria, how hot? She is like crushing it now.
Hey,
she's on fire, is she not?
She's a great lady from the old neighborhood.
She doesn't forget, man.
No.
And that camera right there that we did a live feed from the studio, you were probably over there on with and Dagan's over there, and Lee was over there this morning. They got a great team.
They got a great show.
Mornings with Maria, but thank you for listening and keeping AM 970 The Answer right there. So, and thank you for coming in live, man. So what's going on with everything in the Republican Party down in Florida? DeSantis is doing a good job. Rick Scott is down there. The president is moving to Florida. Can you blame the guy? I mean, you know?
Hey, look, you know, it's sunshine, freedom, and opportunity. Why not move to Florida? I mean, no income tax, no estate tax. Great place to do business.
Look at this.
I mean, look, you know, we don't have to deal with Cuomo or de Blasio. We've got, you know, we've got DeSantis instead, who's, by the way, riding about 72% approval rating statewide, which is huge. I mean, this is smart governance, right? Look at Florida, the way it's been governed the last 20 years compared to some other states, California, New York, Illinois.
Yeah.
You know, look, it's more about you having opportunity, Joe. It's about you keeping the money that you earn. What's wrong with that? That's the American
dream. It's so true. You know, and our star comes on 10:05, Mike Gallagher, one of our Salem stars, moved to Florida. He said, Joe, I couldn't do it anymore. Sean Hannity is always thinking, I'm going to Florida. How can, explain to me, please, and we got a lot to talk about in Broward County. Appreciate you coming in live, Ed. How do you have a state the size of a country in Florida and no state income tax? In Jersey, we're just a little sliver the size of Florida. They're slamming us in state income tax. They was New York, but yet Nevada, Texas, and you got Florida, no state income tax.
Hey, 20 million people enjoy the sunshine of Florida. We get certainly benefit of tourism dollars coming to visit. But look, in the end, it's about keeping government right-sized with conservative principles instead of growing the size, feeling the need that government is going to provide every answer for every problem. No, no, no. The idea is to unleash people's opportunity, unleash entrepreneurism, let people come. And look, Florida was rated the freest state in the country.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So you've got individual freedoms, educational choice. Like Florida State University is the number one in the country. Could you believe that? I mean, that's after 20 years of investment, right investment, of having people really look at these issues and figure it out, both private and public sector. You know, K-12 education, big time issue. How do you take someone who is mired in, you know, low income status? You give them an education and they have an opportunity to succeed.
Yeah.
Parents get to make, minority parents, black and brown parents get to make choices in Florida they just don't have anywhere else. They can go to charter schools. There's opportunity scholarships. They can go to private schools paid for with these opportunity scholarships. So they're not locked into just the failing public school. Not to say that public schools are bad. Some of them are really, really good, Joe, but the parents know their kid best, and that allows for great opportunity there.
Ed Pozzuoli is a Republican strategist for Fox News, but and president of Tripscop Law, but he's also from Broward County. He was a former chairman of the Broward County Republican Party. Politics aside, Andrew Pollack is a friend and lost his daughter, Heather, and we chatted about it before we went on the air, and lost his daughter, Meadow, in that horrific shooting in Broward County. He is standing fast. He said there were red flags all over. He got sheriff. Sheriff. Now, you know, for full disclosure, Andrew is a client of yours?
Yeah.
God bless you for that. God bless you for that.
Andrew's this a good man.
He's a great guy. He's a patriot. My heart. I'm a father, and everybody knows, listens. I'm so dedicated to my children. How he lost Meadow like that. And now that superintendent is still at that school down there in Broward County, man?
I've got three kids of my own. You look at Andy and the stands that he's taken, the perseverance that he's had. I mean, he's made something so tragic and such a loss, and he's trying to change the system for the good. I mean, the resilience of where and the persistence that he's brought to this process. I mean, in fairness to Andy, there's a set of parents down there in Parkland that have really pushed the ball. But I'll give you an example. You know, the sheriff was removed by Governor
sheriff
DeSantis.
Israel. Yeah,
and
man.
And the Senate just a couple weeks ago, the Florida Senate had a trial and confirmed the removal. The governor's removal.
Huge.
Of but, I mean, here's the problem. In Broward, which is a bit of a Democratic stronghold, you know, he is looking to run again. I mean, you can't shame people out
Sheriff
of office anymore.
Israel's going to run again?
That's what he says.
Oh,
I mean, he thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, my gosh. And then I saw a video, and I'm so glad that you're here, because I always tell you listening, I always get to check with Frankie Morano, Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, what's fake news, what's not. I don't know what to believe anymore when I see it. So I saw a video Andrew had put out about a fight. They used that fight. I don't know if you saw that video.
Yeah.
The fight in I guess it was a Broward County school. A kid got slammed to the floor. His head's bleeding. And how did the fight go? When I was a kid, if we fought, it was 10, 20, 30 seconds a minute. And we did. But someone was there to break it up immediately.
Yeah.
And this is what Andrew's talking about.
He's talking about, and so this is why I go back to this education piece, Joe, because, you know, look, first and foremost, you want your child to have a good education, but you want him to come home in the evening. You know, Andrew Pollack and his family and those other families suffered, and that's surprising. Now, but there is a statewide grand jury that's underway that's investigating what happened with Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and looking at the policies and procedures. And honestly, some of that is going to – we're going to have some substance come out of it. So in fairness, the Florida legislature – that was in session during the time of the shooting, took it up almost immediately and put in place the strongest safety provisions around public schools there was. And so now we have guards, armed guards. We have guardians there that protect our kids. There's a whole series of setups about mental health to get kids help where they need it. And there's a whole threat assessment program. So all those details were put in place by the Florida legislature. That's responsive government. Now, it doesn't bring back Meadow as an example for Andy, but it does move the ball, and he was basically the tip of the spear that helped.
Great conversation. You must come back, Ed. We're always under the clock. I apologize for that, but before we let you go, you are a very accomplished attorney, and I know you were one of the leaders in that recent Florida recount. Give us your take on this impeachment situation with the president.
Well, it's totally un-American and against every principle in American jurisprudence where you come up with the conviction first and then figure out how the facts support what you're doing. So you can't have the results that you've determined the results. So from the day Donald Trump got elected, the unfairness of the Democrats was they were looking to impeach him. They tried with Russia. That didn't work out, right? I mean, Adam Schiff said, hey, it's clear as the facts are clear as the nose on my face. Well, your nose isn't so clear. I mean, so but now we're looking at something else. I mean, they keep going back to this. And Joe, is it fair to anybody? Where's the ACLU and the civil libertarians
talking about
having an impeachment in the basement of the Capitol?
Thank you.
Trying to remove a sitting president who was duly elected, who received 63 million plus votes across the country.
Yeah.
That's just totally, it's a coup, Joe.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Now, where are you from originally?
Brooklyn, Bensonville.
I knew it! See, I could tell. No wonder. Brooklyn, man. All roads lead to Brooklyn or Jersey. But you, no wonder you're on Maria. You're Brooklyn sister over there. We love it. Ed Pozzoli, a Republican strategist for Fox News, president of Trip Scott Law, former chairman of the Broward County Republican Party. Keep the fight, my brother.
Thanks, Joe.
God bless you. Please
appreciate
come back again. Thank you,
Ed,
and love to the family. 752, Debbie's out there on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Thank you. Let's go out to the LIE westbound, slowing down right past the Sagdico. It's a two-car accident. It's off on the shoulder, but it's causing a delay. Traffic is moving slowly at the Edcosh 59th Street Bridge, city-bound, lower level, an accident there to deal with. It's pretty solid on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound 440 out through the Verrazano. And we're still seeing some delays this morning at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. Throgs Neck Bridge is busy into Queens as well. Inbound GWB 35 to the upper, about 30 to the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 25 in. Holland still about 20 in from both approaches. Garden State Parkway south of 149, a collision getting down through Bloomfield. Two lanes blocked. Also, the northbound Garden State Parkway ramp at exit 142, a collision into Route 78. And 18 north at Ferry Road in Old Bridge, an accident there as well. Traffic is still moving slowly on the southbound thruway down by exit 13 with an accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting ENJOY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting ENJOY to 84888. That's ENJOY to 84888.
So, I always speak to you from my heart. I'll tell you, one of the really good guys I've ever met is John Bramnick. What a good guy. Just a fun guy. Great. I always look at him as he's the minority leader down the assembly, down at Trenton, doing a great job. He's bipartisan. He's the guy that took me over across to the Democratic side just to show respect to the Democrats, to say, hi, we're here. He's a Republican. He's the leader of the GOP down there in the assembly. But he's so funny. Frankie and I saw him in Atlantic City, and he stepped up. We were with Phil Boyce at a function down there. And at the Trop, and how funny was this guy?
He's
like genuinely
hysterical.
Funny. And then the way he corralled you guys on the Schmooze Cruise, you and Al and John Bramnick, that's a whole nother story. Now he's got this great book, Why People Don't Like You. It's a great book. It's a fun book by John Bramnick. You can get it on Amazon. You know, it's like, here's rule number 108. I know we got to go out, but I got rule 108. If you cut someone off when driving, have the decency to wave and acknowledge that you were the one in the wrong. I told you that before. Guy cut me off. He thought I cut him off. You know what I did? I smiled. He glared at me. I smiled. I waved. And that's exactly right. There are so many rules in this book that you will love. And it'll pick your specialty license plate carefully. I love it because people are like, but number one, I'm the greatest. You know, no, be a little humble when you make a personalized license plate. Why People Don't Like You by the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, John Bramnick. Get your copy on Amazon today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Come on. Joe Lumberg's our man. He's the best. And Joe is our meteorologist. Joey, good weekend for you, my friend.
Good weekend for me. How about for you?
Yeah, great. It was actually great. I worked. I had a great time at the Madison Theater, Molloy College in Rockville Center, Long Island. Oh, the audience. You know, if I, nice. I would take that audience to every show I do. Just beautiful, and it was great. And the weather held up relatively not so bad. How are we doing this week, Joey?
You know, it's going to be okay for the next few days. I mean, today we'll see more sun than clouds. Temperatures are going to be up in the 50s, mid-50s. Might be a shower or two tomorrow. I don't think it's very much. Again, upper 50s, maybe near 60. A little cooler with sunshine Wednesday. It's going to get cold, though, for Friday and the weekend.
Like cold? What's cold, Joe? For you and me, that's like 70.
No,
what's
higher cold? Than the 40s.
Oh,
no
higher Joey! Than the 40s. You're killing me!
Winters are coming. Winters coming. There may be snow in the air in some places Thursday night.
Was there frost out there last night, did they say, Frankie? Did you tell me that?
Yeah, in some places, yeah, there was.
All right.
By the way, today's allergy report brought to you by Balance of Nature. The allergy forecast today is low.
We love it. Joe Lumberg, and we love you, too. Thank you, Joe. Always appreciate it, my friend. A couple minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Oh, look, I just looked at the guest list. John Bramnick's going to join us live in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be talking to Assemblyman John Bramnick. There are elections in New Jersey tomorrow. You have a choice. You have a choice, and you can make a difference. Not that you hate anybody. If you're one political party, you have a choice. They got to stop with the taxation in New York and New Jersey. They don't understand it. Show me some. At least the Republicans want no taxes. I'm just saying. Admiral James Stavridis as well on the show. Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you.